Let's get to our guest, Lorraine Tan, Director of Asia Equity Research at Morningstar. Lorraine, I want to ask you questions that I might otherwise put to a political analyst, but do you think that we are seeing a little bit of a reduction in tensions now, even though we mentioned in our news flow some of the actions being taken by China? Is it a little bit calmer today than yesterday?
It probably is a little bit calmer because there's no breakout of anything violent, I guess, in that sense. So there's been no accidents in the Straits, for example. So I think that does help. But overall, I don't think it reduces the trend of the heightened geopolitical risk between the U.S. and China that seems to be here to stay.
We're also looking at the, I guess, hit that we're seeing to Taiwan assets. There's kind of an interesting call coming through from SocGen that you should short Taiwanese stocks while buying South Korean shares as a hedge and really try and get your exposure to the chip makers that way. Is that sort of something that you would be looking at too?
No, I think we tend to favor the company's individual characteristics more so. So I think if there's a quality company like TSMC is, we definitely would continue to be buyers of TSMC over others because of its own competitive advantages.
The property woes in China, Lorraine, very much at the center of investors, I guess, fears for how you position towards the latter part of the year. You quite like Swire Properties, though, and we've got a lot of concerns that the developers' earnings risk could actually escalate on these rate hikes we're seeing from the Fed. Just tell us what's behind your pick here.
Yeah, I think the Swire pick is very much, an entity that has a very long history of solid management strategies, and it's also got a very strong financial position as well. We also like Swire because of the anticipated recovery of Hong Kong. We're looking for obviously an easing in the COVID restrictions, which seems to be on the cards for Hong Kong, and we're expecting to see retail activity pick up. I think all that points to some recovery in rental income for Swire. And that's part of the reason why we do like it. It is obviously trading at low values that sort of reflects all the risk that's been going on, especially with the uncertainty of the reopening of Hong Kong.
Takes a lot of faith, but very interesting and good to hear, Lorraine. Hang Seng Index obviously tumbling below 20,000. We started off around 25,000 earlier this year. I want to get you to muse over something. It takes me a minute to lay it out. I mentioned I didn't think there was anything all that new in what the Fed speakers said. And we also had some recent data showing that U.S. job openings in June fell to a 9-month low. Now, that's a sign of weakening job growth and perhaps a weakening economy. And you'd think that that would lead to a bid in U.S. treasuries. Yet just the opposite happened. So I want to raise the sort of elephant in the room question. How likely is it that China, as the biggest holder of treasuries, is dumping treasuries now and using the so-called nuclear option?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wondered that myself, too. But I don't know, and they're not going to say until, there's any updates in the data. I think it's going to be a last resort for China. I think internally, you can say that geopolitics at this point would be more rhetoric than anything else. So until, obviously a trigger leads to greater action. But I don't really see that quite happening yet. I think the Chinese priorities are definitely to get some of the trade tariffs removed. So those negotiations are ongoing. I think as far as China goes, they do realize that domestically they have their own economic issues that they need to deal with. So first and foremost is how to get themselves out of the COVID restrictions and a COVID lockdown. So I think that's much more key to the domestic recovery for China.
And when it comes to that domestic recovery, as we're looking for, I guess, opportunity as well, you mentioned some of your picks earlier, but tell us what else you're looking at, particularly as we start to see a little bit more potential improvement in these macroeconomic conditions.
Yeah, so, we're looking at, because of the uncertainty out there, and a lot of that has to do, obviously, with how prolonged inflation is, how and especially supply side issues, particularly, and that has a lot to do with the Ukraine war as well. We still tend to favor companies that we think are able to pass on the, you know, rising costs, or one companies that we think are basically leaders in their markets and are also trading at steep discounts to fair value estimates. So this is going to be companies like, it could be TSMC, as I mentioned previously. Also some of the Chinese internet players. I mean, Alibaba has taken a hit. The ADR delisting risk still remains. But, you know, with their shift to, with their application for the primary listing in Hong Kong and the improving liquidity of their Hong Kong shares trade, we think that's an opportunity to pick up there. The cash flows for Alibaba are very strong, as it is for Tencent as well.
So all right, Alibaba, Tencent, Yum China, I see as well. Lorraine, great to chat to you. We'll see you again later on TV. Lorraine Tan, Director of Asia Equity Research at Morningstar, on the line from Singapore. This is Bloomberg.